irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razza Riffs with Keith Razza and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. I'm Keith Razza with my trusty sidekick, Alan Lee.
Yeah, man. So how's everyone out there? We're glad to be here this week.
Last week I wasn't here. Alan Lee interviewed the great Ron Lynch.
Yes, I did. I was solo, flying with both wings out, without any co-pilot here. And Ron Lynch was a gas, man. He was a blast. And I attended his show Saturday, the Tomorrow Show. And it was the weirdest one because he said it would be the weirdest one, and he called it the Weird Show. And I can't go into detail of what occurred there right now. I leave it to you, for those who dare, to go to the show. But it was definitely totally weird.
But you're performing this Saturday.
Yes, thank you.
Not the 30th.
This coming Saturday,
yeah.
I will be there. For those of you who are interested in coming, it's at the Steve Allen Theater right there in Hollywood in Vermont.
All right.
At midnight.
Cool. Well, that's cool. Man, we have a great guest today. As soon as I figured out the phone button, I will call him. But today's guest, we have the great Norm MacDonald. One second, we got Norm MacDonald on the thing.
Yes, we do
on the
indeed.
Podcast, and he's doing me a big favor because we were supposed to have Andy Dick, but he canceled.
And Norm's a nice guy. He just came right in and substituted for Andy Dick at the last minute, and you know, we owe Norm a favor.
We do. Now, a little about Norm for you guys who don't know. He's been on Saturday Night Live. He's been in movies, Billy Madison, Dirty Work. He had his own TV show called The Norm Show.
The Norm Show.
He's listed as Comedy Central's top 100 stand-up comedians of all time.
I think number 83.
And he has a new book that he just wrote, and let's give him a call. You guys ready? I'm ready. Make sure I got the number right. Boom. All right. Sometimes these calling things take a while.
Yeah, well, we could have a commercial.
That's right.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay, so we'll try him again in a couple minutes. I had to hang up before he didn't pick up. We'll try again in a couple minutes. See if he calls back. I had to hang up before it showed you his phone number. Same thing happened to Bill Dwyer. Remember that?
Yeah, and then it was sort of an exciting moment there for all of us. And then, boom, you know, there was Bill, like a magician. It's like a magic act,
yeah.
In a way. They disappear, and then they reappear.
Yeah.
So anyway, man.
So I just texted him, hey, I'm calling. So here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Hey, Norm. It's Keith.
Hey, Keith. How are you doing, man?
Good. How are you, buddy? Thanks
hey,
for
Norm.
Doing a podcast. Oh, crap. I hung up. I think he hung up. Okay, let's try again.
Hello?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. I hit the hang up button. I think he hung up by accident.
Well, these technical difficulties scare the hell out of us.
Yeah. What's that?
Hello.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, Norm. We lost you there for a second.
What happened, man?
I thought you hung up, and then I thought that I hit the wrong button. I don't know.
Are we on the podcast now?
Yeah, we're on the podcast now. Welcome to Razor Riffs, cool. Buddy.
Yeah, baby. Razor Riffs. Razor Riffs, I should say. I always thought it was
Razor,
but it's Reza.
No, it's Reza.
Some people say Reza.
Yeah, it's Reza. It's spelled with an E, though.
Reza. Oh, it is Reza. Okay.
Yeah, it's Keith Reza.
Yeah. Do you find that people mispronounce your name a lot?
All the time, but...
Yeah, because I've heard Reza, Reza, but yeah. Yeah, I thought it was Reza.
Yeah, it's Reza. But, you know, I think it throws people off because it's spelled with an E, you know? And you say it like an A.
But that's
oh,
like...
Oh, yeah,
like
that
an,
makes sense, yeah.
That's not Arabic, though.
Well, no, it's Persian and Spanish.
It's but Persian?
Yeah.
See, that's what you need to tell people.
But
hi, Norm. How are you? This is Alan Lee.
Hi, how are you? I didn't know that Keith was Persian.
No, see, no, it's Hispanic, but I'm saying, like, Reyes is also a Persian name. So
that's interesting.
Now, by Persian, you mean Iraqi.
Yes, like Saddam.
Or is it Iranian? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's kind of
both. I guess it's Iraq.
So, Norm, Alan came with me to San Diego when we did the American Comedy Club. And,
oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah, and then Alan told me he saw you at Billy Joe Shaver.
Yeah, before, after that.
Oh, it was after
he
that?
He might not remember clearly, but... He was very nice to me. I said, hi, I'm Alan Lee. And it was at the show there in East Hollywood, you know, up in the that it's called Space. Used to be called Space something. But anyway, you know, he's a Western singer. And, you know, Norm was there, and it was an enjoyable evening. I mean, you know, Norm was standing on the other side of the stage, and I was on the other side of the stage. And then I went over, and I said, hey, Norm, how are you doing?
This is a long story.
Wait, so it was Joe Shaver?
Yeah, remember when you were there about maybe
yeah,
a year ago?
Sure.
Yeah.
It was his 75th birthday.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Norm, I was thinking for season 3 on your podcast, we got to get Billy Joe Shaver.
Oh.
Oh, that would be... Well, you know what I always do with him? He comes, I say, you know, let's do a podcast. Like sometimes I'll say... Yeah, you know, we'll just do it from your hotel room, you know, so he doesn't actually come out.
Mm-hmm.
He can just play the guitar, and then at the last second, I go, or not. And I go, okay, let's not. Like, I was chicken out and give him the out, and then he takes it. So, yeah, next time he comes, I'm going to, I'm not going to give him the out.
Yeah. So.
He just today sent me a cowboy hat, so but it's too big for my head. I have a very big head. Like most hats don't fit me, even though I think my head looks normal. I can, you know, to other people.
Oh yeah, I think.
But when I put a hat on, I mean, hats don't lie.
Yeah, they don't.
That's true.
You know that expression. Yeah. You've all heard that expression.
Always, it's a classic. In fact, but Norm is a 6 foot. I knew he was tall. I knew Norm was tall. So I could see a 10-gallon hat, you know, with Norm walking into the
well,
door.
Well, I'm tall, but now I'm fat. But most of my life I've been thin. And now I'm fat, but I don't think my head became fat. So, and my hat size has remained consistently 7 3/4.
Interesting.
I don't know if you're a milliner, but that's a big number for a hat.
When you get in this eighths or the 7 3/4,
yeah. I don't wear a lot of hats.
You don't?
Yeah, I only wear a hat when I drive. But other than that, I don't wear
Why are you wearing one? Oh, for sun protection.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive.
I mean,
to
protect your, so you don't go blind and similar. I mean, is that why?
I'm just very sensitive with light and sound with my Asperger's and stuff. So, like, when I drive, I could get dizzy if I see sunlight or something. So I wear a hat.
Oh, okay. You're sensitive to light and also to sound?
Yeah. Like babies crying and stuff. And
so no NASCAR career for you?
No, not at all.
So babies cry, so it's a certain thing.
Yeah, I can never have children.
Well, like, baby crying would be annoying to most people, but it's unbearable to you.
Yeah, like, I throw down and get meltdowns because the baby is crying, and then they look at me, and they're like, hey, you're 28, and I was like,
Yeah, you're screaming and having the tantrum.
Yeah, it really sucks.
That'll scare the hell out of the kid.
Because my day job, I work at a grocery store, so I get a lot of crying babies a lot, and I always, like, my managers always have to, like, get me out of the check stands when the crying baby comes. Yeah,
I'd like to see that.
It's just so embarrassing, dude.
But it's amazing. The kid is crying.
Yeah.
What do you think about this, Norm? I'm sorry.
What do you do in the grocery store, please?
Oh, I'm a cashier.
Oh. Well, that would be bad because you can't, like, just run. You'd have to run away or something.
Exactly.
Like, if you were a stock player, something you could just take off and it's bad. No one would notice. You'd just wander away.
Yeah.
And so you're stuck right there.
And you could listen to headphones or something.
Yeah, no place to run. Yeah.
But it's such a hard job, you know, when you have a social disorder because you have to socialize, you know. And I'm not that great at socializing.
It could be difficult.
So, yeah.
My son worked in a grocery store as a cashier also, but he couldn't stand me standing because they wouldn't let him sit. Like, sometimes there's no one in the grocery store for 20 minutes, you know, but he'd still have to stand.
Yeah.
Did you get to lean or sit on anything?
Stools?
No, you have to stand.
You know,
and
the entire time.
Yeah, and it hurts your back because you're like, you're standing up.
Oh, sure.
You're standing up for 8 hours a day.
Well, just think, as a stand-up, you won't have to do an eight-hour routine. That just crossed my mind, Norm. What can I say?
You wouldn't have to do any what?
An eight-hour routine in stand-up. You wouldn't have to stand for 8 hours because... How many routines?
Oh, yes. It would make stand-up seem easy.
Much easier.
Oh, you could beat
Richard
Dane
Pryor.
Cook's record.
Dane Cook's record.
Excuse me, I forgot.
Norm, I think you could beat Dane Cook's record.
Yeah, actually.
Well, I think those records are weird because, like, you know, nobody can be funny for 35 hours in a row or whatever they do. Right. So it's more a record for the audience, you know, to sit there.
Yeah.
Like, anyone could just stand and talk, like, unless there's some judge going, not funny anymore, you know. You haven't been funny in 10 minutes.
You know, 30 hours ago.
Norm.
That is not, you've not technically made a joke in over, you know, something like that.
Norm, I was telling Alan the bus driver joke. Do you remember that joke?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember. You mean making a gesture to the other bus driver?
No.
That bus driver. Oh, good God. Good Lord. That's not my joke. I heard that from Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah,
so I always tell them that Super Dave Osborne's joke, not mine. But it is a funny joke, right?
Yeah. But I was wondering, can you tell Alan the joke? Because
no, I don't think it's proper to be said over the airwaves.
We have a standard here.
Yeah.
Tell Keith that all the time.
Oh, it's such a funny joke, though. It's my favorite joke.
Yeah, it is a really funny joke.
Yeah, that was you ended on that joke the very first time I met you. And it killed
me. My God, I did?
Yeah.
So, good Lord.
Yeah, that was like, I was like 8 years ago, and it was the funniest joke.
I was more reckless then, I guess.
But no.
Younger man with a bigger hat.
Norm, I was driving to get food for my sister today, and we went to we went to KFC, and I swear to God, my sister called me, and she's like, "Hey, can you call Norm and ask him what's the good sauce?" I was like, "What do you?" I was like, "What do you? What do you mean?" She's like, "The finger licking good sauce." I was like,
"Well, the funny thing is, I do know a lot about KFC because when I was on my podcast, I ate KFC on the podcast my video podcast.
That's right.
So actually, when they asked me the Colonel, I thought it was for that, but they had never seen the podcast.
Yeah. But no, that's cool because, I mean, I see these commercials and I'm just like, that's my buddy.
Yeah.
And you're so funny on it, too.
Those are great commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. It's the only time I ever got free money. Like, you know, everybody else was getting commercial. I never got to show up and say whatever, you know, just do whatever they say for a few days.
Now,
play it 10 billion times.
Now, do you improv that, or do they give you a script for that?
Well, on that one, they let me kind of improv a lot because they wanted me to do the commercials initially just as myself with no accent, and I was like, that's kind of, that'll be kind of weird. Like, I think people will grow tired of that quickly.
Yeah.
So I said, what if I just break character once in a while? And, So we compromised on that, you know, and then, but they phoned me like only 2 days before, and I can't really do a southern accent, so I had to just, I went on the internet and watched the real Colonel Sanders talking, which was fun. And he's a pretty fascinating character if you look at him up.
Yeah.
He didn't start KFC until he was 65 years old.
Wow, late bloomer.
So he had a entire life before that, and then he was the first franchisee. Like, he would just go to restaurants and go, you know, here's my chicken, let people try it, you know, give me a dollar if they like it, or, you know. And then the people, you know, the restaurants suddenly would be six times as successful, so then they made a deal with Colonel Sanders. Wow. Anyway, then Colonel Sanders sold it for $2 million.
Wow.
And the guys who bought it off him, the syndicate, resold it the next year for $200 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That must sting a little.
Yeah, that was a...
Although I can see, like, you're an old man, you know, I'll take it, $2 million, you know. You're all happy.
Yeah,
sure. Well, that's what show business is like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in Hollywood, you're always like, "Ah, oh, that guy got that. That guy, you know what I mean?" But if when you're a kid, you could say, "Well, I'll be here at this point."
Yeah.
Then most of us would say, "Oh, that would be excellent. You know, I'll take it." Yeah. And like when I started stand-up, I said, "As long as I can keep doing stand-up, I don't care."
Well, stand-up's the funnest, man. Like, I love doing shows with you because you do different set every time, and, you know, it's just...
Yeah, I try to, yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Well, one thing, I get bored, you know, fast. And I'm not, like, a good... I remember one time, like, I had to do... Because for TV, I had to get those 5 minutes completely correct. Mm-hmm. The first time I ever did this, and the guy goes... It was for Letterman. I go, just do that 5 minutes, you know. And so I was doing that 5 minutes for about 2 months in Toronto before I went on the show. And by the end, it sucked. Like, I didn't even know what it meant anymore. Like, I couldn't say it right because, you know, it's like when you say a word over and over and it loses its meaning. It's like that. So, so now, like, yeah, I try to change it up just because I can't. I guess I'm not a good enough comic actor to pretend I'm saying something that I haven't thought of before. So instead, I just improv a lot, and then I have, like, laughs. You know, I have jokes in there, you know, that I know I can go to. That's when great. I don't ever been get like in trouble.
I like hearing that.
Norm, we have a question from Twitter.
Yes.
After your last set on Letterman, did you and Dave get to chat afterwards, and do you guys still keep in touch?
Well, I have certain relationships with certain people that I don't, I never talk about.
Yeah.
Just because they're very private people.
Yeah.
But David Letterman has been really, really nice to me, and right from the start, you know, I started my career on a show, so and ever since then, he's always like super behind me. So that was awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was cool that you got to do the last stand up on that show, because I know he's a big hero of yours. You know what I mean? So I was just like,
oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Someone phoned me.
Yeah,
someone from the show phoned me, and I said, Bob Dylan is going to be on the same last show. I know to honor him. Letterman,
uh-huh.
And I love Bob Dylan, and he said, I didn't really need that, you know, to do it, but I said, how would you like to do the last stand-up? And I was like, oh my God, yeah, that'd be the greatest thing ever, you know.
Yeah.
That was just like so great. I didn't expect it at all, because I'd already been on like a month before and done panel, because I hadn't done stand-up on a TV show and a lot of years. Yeah. So I did panel like a month before, and I assumed that was the last time I would be on the show. Maybe even 2 weeks before, actually. And I assumed that would be, of course, I thought that would be the last time I'd be on the show. And then I said that, I was like, oh yeah, I have to. And then it was a matter of getting a set together, which I hadn't. But I hadn't gotten a 5-minute set together for a long time. And if you watch it, you can see it's not as long as 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's
I was just yammering. I had no idea of time, like, well, I used to with those sets, you know.
Well, no, it was a great set, though. And, like, it was, like, because I watched it live. And
I liked the set. I improvised the joke. I mean, I didn't improvise the joke, but they were talking about weed, so I did my LSD joke, you know, which I had planned on doing.
Yeah.
So I was really happy with the set, yeah. And then everybody, the joke everybody seems to like from that set was the Germany joke.
Yeah.
You never know what people will like, you know, from your jokes. Yeah. Because you do an hour and then they seem to laugh equally, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've only, like, the most time I've ever done was like 45 minutes, and I've done that maybe 2 or 3 times, and it's tough. It really is. And
yeah, you know, the funny thing is, like, even during 5 minutes, like, if a great comic does 5 minutes, like Mitch Hedberg or Brian Regan or something,
mm-hmm.
like, you only remember like 2 jokes, you know what I mean? It's hard to remember the entire set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, the when you're doing these sets on these shows, your inclinations, you go, well, I'll just do, like, 2 of my great jokes, and then 3, you know, the rest, forget it. And then I'll remember the 2 great jokes and forgive all the rest of it, you know?
Yeah.
But then Leno always used to say, you know, you gotta do all your best stuff, you know, don't say anything for the next time, because there might be no next time. So he's right. Always Leno's the master of, I've had to do it, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Norm, do you have any plans on doing a sitcom again?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of like old-timey sitcoms, you know, more than the modern ones.
Yeah.
But I had an idea where I'd be an old fat guy, and then have a kid, and then he could do the, he could be the lead, you know, some handsome, you know, like, you know, young, handsome guys and shows. Uh-huh. And then I could just be the second guy that gets to be funny, you know.
Yeah.
Because they always do that with comics. They're like, you're the lead. But then when you're the lead, you're actually, you know, when you think like the lead of Caddyshack was that guy, Michael O'Keefe, you know?
Yeah.
He was really the lead. But, and then they, and then everybody else just got to be crazy, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Chevy Chase and Bill Murray and Rodney and Ted Knight just got to be fire funny, you know? And with the lead, you have to fall in love with a girl and all this other stuff. And, you know, become a better person and all the stuff that has nothing to do with comedy, you know?
True.
Yeah. And, like, if you look at the old days, like, Abbott and Costello, the Marx Brothers, they'd always put some handsome guy in the
That's street.
True. Then they'd run around, you know?
Yeah.
They'd just making jokes, you know?
Well, I will...
They'd go, we better go help Guy, you know?
Yeah. That's exactly the premise, the formula.
Well, see, I bought the Norm Show, the complete series, a couple weeks ago, and I'm watching
it. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm watching it, and you just carry the show so well. It's so funny because it's your humor, you know?
I would push the writers hard, you know, because, and I probably wrote most of my own jokes, you know, because that's what I was, I'm more concerned about my jokes than anyone else. But, like, so I'd go, I can't do this, or I can't do this, and then, and, you know, it's not like I wrote all my jokes, I wrote the two, but I definitely declined a lot, which... Yeah. Unless it's your show, you don't get the power to, you know.
Well, we gotta get, because, like, I mean, you deserve a show. You're so funny, and, you know, I think you'll get another sitcom. I have a feeling 2016's the year, you know?
This the year?
It's the year, kind of like you told me.
Year.
It's the year.
Wow.
Yeah, well. I did tell you that. Maybe. It all starts in Irvine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing Irvine.
Have you mentioned Irvine to the folks? I think they should probably know about that.
It's you, me, and Fred Stoller, right?
Yes.
The last weekend of January, folks, I will be hosting, Fred Stoller will be featuring, and headlining will be the great Norm MacDonald
at
the Irvine Improv.
Irvine Improv.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. Have you been to the new Irvine Improv, or is this the first time?
Oh, is this a new one?
Yeah, they, because remember, when was the last time I did it with you? Like 2 years ago or something?
Well, there was that crazy time where...
The earthquake.
Where I kind of melted down.
It was so
funny. Do you remember that time?
I do. I remember that because Norm was on stage.
What happened was I was on medication for a bad cold.
Sure.
And so I'm not used to drugs. That was a Keith's little attest. And so I sort of like blacked out and just was yammering on stage for an hour. And... And who were we doing it with?
We were doing it with Sean.
Oh, Sean O'Connor, who looks a lot like Keith. So it was strange already. But, we did it. And then Sean told me, nobody told me I did that, like, afterward, because I was so out of it, I didn't know I did that.
Yeah.
But everyone, like, left, but, like, quietly left.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, good night, everybody. But meanwhile, there's nobody there. But
and then the next day, the
one
manager.
Guy just kept yelling. One guy kept yelling, "Do dirty work." He's trying to help me. whatever, could help me. Do dirty work. And then the other, I think that was the night there was a crazy girl too that Sean vanished with into the night.
No, that was me.
ourselves.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I'm sorry. See, I'm getting you. I met you. I got confused by your looks.
Yeah.
Me and Sean got into a car, and then she left God knows where with this
I vanished
this girl.
With the girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't that nice. It was kind of...
Did it go well? I mean, what are you comfortable in saying?
Oh,
That happened afterwards. What happened at the show is she was pulling down her pants, showing everyone her ass. Right?
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, then she was gone. Then
we went back to her place, and, you know, that's it. That's, you know, woke up the next...
That sounds good.
Yeah, but the worst part is, like, you know, when she woke up, she didn't even remember me, and it made me feel worse about my...
Oh, my God.
She might have been on that same cold medication I was on.
She blacked out there.
No. It just makes a man feel bad when, you know... Especially since, you know, I don't get a lot of ladies, you know.
Yeah. She had completely forgotten. Yeah. She thought you were an intruder.
Yeah.
That's not like a Bill Cosby moment.
No.
I was horrible. I'm sorry. My bad. I just had to throw that in there.
Oh, whoa.
Jeez.
I don't know what crossed my mind. You know that.
I thought you were my friend.
Here. No, I just thought the blackout and the drugs. And
no.
I said, wow.
Oh, man. Now, if she's at that there, that'll give her ideas.
Norm, what
you'll
do you...
You'll see her tomorrow with Gloria all red.
What do you think about the Bill Cosby thing? Because you opened up for him a couple times, didn't you?
Yes. And you know, I had the funniest... I just had the greatest Bill... I had the greatest Bill Cosby story. And now I don't. I have like the 350th best Cosby story because he never raped me. So my story is not that hot anymore. Yeah. So in a way, I'm a victim also. People never bring it up. But,
Well, I was such
people
a
never
big...
bring me up as the other victim in this whole thing.
Well, did you enjoy I Spy, the TV series where it was Cosby and Robert?
How do you remember that?
It was one of my favorites. I'm a real TV freak, and I...
Well, wait a minute. How old are you, though?
I'm 800 years old. No, I could be Keith's father.
Yeah, because when I was a child, I'm 52, when I was a child, that was a show.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't even know Alan's age. He has not told me.
It's an unknown...
It doesn't matter. You could have seen it on Nick at Night.
That's seen there
but,
you go.
It was a great show. He was an incredible actor, too. Like, people forget that show. They always think the Cosby Show.
It's amazing.
As the groundbreaking show, but I think that show was a groundbreaking show because it was like a black and white, like, team.
No.
You know, on TV. And that was like 1873. But I like Robert Culp a lot also. Like, I thought he was super cool.
Yeah.
Well,
one time I saw him on, you know, I don't watch shows much, but I was watching Everybody Loves Raymond, and he showed up. He was on it. Mm-hmm. I was like, my God, that's Robert Culp. That's so cool, you know? And he still looked super cool.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that he's like, why didn't he become a big movie star? You know what I mean? Like, some guys, they're not handsome enough or whatever it is. They don't have enough charisma to be a movie star, but they do to be a big TV star. Like, I don't know what it is that gives you that jump, but
it's kind
of
like
like Robert Wagner. He's maybe he's right in the middle because he did movies, but mostly he was big on TV, you know.
He Takes a Thief,
and in movies he was like the lesser guy.
It's kind of like Pat Warburton. He's huge on TV.
Patrick Warburton, that's a good example.
Yeah, he's huge on TV, and then on movies, his scenes usually get cut.
I saw him in a movie a long time ago. It was called Used Cars was a comedy. He was a used car salesman.
Oh, The Woman Chaser.
The what?
The Woman Chaser.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Where he worked in a car dealership?
Oh, no. Ted.
Ted?
Yeah, he was in Ted.
Are you saying words there?
No, no. He played a used car salesman in The Woman Chaser, which was like his first movie. And okay. It was like made in like 1997 or something. And then in Ted, yeah. He plays a rent-a-car agent.
Oh, that's the one I saw. Yeah. Ted.
Ted.
But I thought he was cool. Like, I thought, who is this guy? You know? Cause, and then when I saw him on, I never saw him on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But I saw him on Rules of Engagement for the first time. And like, I was cracking up the whole time because of his voice and his delivery. It was just, I never heard a guy talk like this. Hey, that's so funny.
It's very deep, you know.
Why does that sound like him?
It's very deep.
Wow.
Gotta drink some water.
That's an impression here.
Well, now, are you doing Patrick Warburton right now?
Well, no, he's my adopted uncle, so like I'm family, so I hang out with him and stuff. We've been trying to get you to do the golf tournament in March.
Oh, yes, I know. Mm-hmm. I want to do that. Oh, is that in this March, you know, in March, this March?
Yeah, it's the second week in March. You want to do it?
I think I'm off in the second week of March. I have an enormous February where I overbooked myself.
You're doing a lot of
shows. Because I booked myself kind of weak because I have family.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sandler's doing a tour, so I couldn't turn that down.
Yeah.
So, me and Schneider and
Spade.
And, Spade did a few. I think he answered this one. But, yeah, Schneider and Spade, and that's it, I guess. I think I'm missing something. Maybe Schwartz, and I'll do one. Or,
yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, we did one already. And I'll tell you, man, I've never, like, done a big, like, you know, whenever you're with Sandler, you forget, like, how big he is because you just hang around with him, you know, at the office and nobody's there. He's just throwing a little football around with you. And then when you get out public, it's, like, nuts, you know. And so we do this gig in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot different than the gig I did with you in San Diego.
Yeah.
It was like a giant, like 15,000 people, and then it was like beyond, backstage. There was like easy 100 people,
wow.
Like everyone, you know. And like Alan Covert, who's a great guy, but I don't know why he was there. Just Sandler's buddy, you know. He's a producer, he's a great producer on the Sandler movie, but he just went to watch. And my manager was there. It was also Sandler's manager, but he, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen my act. Like, he was like, that was great. I'm like, well, yeah, but you've been my manager for 25 years. Like, he was surprised when he was saying, you're great. And I think it was just because Sandler and Spade and Schneider were laughing at me. Yeah. No, my manager's a good guy, but they're all like that.
Yeah. I actually wanted to go to that show, but the tickets were sold out, and I didn't know you were there. So,
oh yeah, I was not named on that show. That's right.
Yeah, because I love Spade.
Surprise guest.
Yeah,
it's a great show.
Yeah,
Spade's a fantastic act. And
how much time did
Schneider
you do on that?
He remade his entire act because he didn't continue doing stand-up. He just started mm-hmm. again.
Like,
I don't know how many, maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So he's just hitting his stride now, you know. With new suits, it's hard to from scratch, you know. Obviously, we all know that.
How is Sandler?
How's that?
How is Sandler? Because he took a
break. Oh, Sandler. Sandler wrote, he just did songs, right? But he wrote 60 songs.
Wow.
But the guy's just like a creative monster.
60?
Yeah.
So he did like 20.
Wow.
And every one was like super funny. And then the last song was really great. And the last song was amazing. And it's an amazing end to the show because Sandler does this great, great last song that I'm sure he'll record. he'll probably, I imagine he'll record the whole, an album from this tour, you know.
Yeah. One second, my mom's calling in.
Oh, okay.
One second.
Wow, your mom's calling.
Hello? Mom?
Hi, I was calling in to talk to Norm.
Mom. Mom.
Oh.
Yeah, your acting sucks because it comes up on caller ID. I know your phone number. Are you there, Norm?
Yeah. I hear him saying, like, go ahead, I can hear.
Yeah.
See, now I can't hear. I could hear her before when she said, I'm calling in. Yeah.
I didn't know that he knew it was me.
Wait, who is it?
It's my mom.
It's what?
It's my mom. She's...
I was trying to change my voice and be a caller, and then you picked up, and it totally surprised me.
Wait, I still don't know who it is. Who is it?
That's my mom.
Oh, it is your mom. But
Hey, Norm. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, but you're not his mom, right?
No. No, it is my mom.
No, I really am. Honestly,
oh, you are his mom.
I didn't... Keith, I was trying to be supportive. I didn't know they were going to put me on the air. So this is just very awkward.
Cool. You kept texting me. Okay, so do you have a question for Norm? Or?
Well, yeah, I was wondering about... Norm, do you even play golf?
Oh, yes. I'm no good. I'm probably the worst. And yet,
Norm, you should do the tournament. It's really fun. It's so fun.
The thing is, I've only been in one celebrity tournament and I won it, even though I suck, because I'm good guys. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. They just go
what
to
is
see
the,
your wonderfulness.
What is the format of a tournament?
Can you tell how it works and everything. I mean, it's low key. It's so fun, it's such a great cause. Tell them all about it.
Yeah, we could tell them in Irvine. Yeah, because I only have 5 minutes left before.
Okay, well, I'll hang up. It was nice talking to you guys.
All right.
Nice talking to you too.
Bye.
So it really was your mother.
Yeah, it was. She kept calling, and then I was like...
But then she kept saying, oh, it's not
yeah,
not
but I don't think she understood of caller ID, like, because I know my mom's phone number by heart. That's the only number I know by heart.
So she, at the last second, tried to pretend she was someone else.
Yeah.
She tried to do an
impression.
But she
would know her voice.
Yeah.
So. How many people are going to do impressions of your mother?
Yeah. That's...
But no, I mean, but it's like, you know, we could talk about...
Well, she sounded like a very nice, very young lady, actually.
Yeah, you've met my mom.
That's my first time.
Yeah.
Yes, I have, yes.
Several times. All right, Norm, two questions, and then we'll get out of here. Question number one, any plans, and this is from Twitter, any plans on writing a sequel to Dirty Work?
I wrote a sequel.
Oh.
The problem is a lot of people are dead or really fast, like, so I feel like I have to go back over it and make everyone fast because Chevy's like huge fat guy and Artie's he's not at his peak fatness, but he's still fat.
Yeah.
And everyone's fat. I'm the least fat and I'm fat.
Yeah.
So I feel like I have to polish it up and fatten it up.
Yeah, there you go. Because that picture was on one of those rags at the, those scandal rags of Chevy Chase, and he's on the beach. You mean those pictures? That fat?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I saw one where it said, like, Chevy is going to die.
Oh, no, that was a horror.
And then I saw him, but I was concerned. I didn't know, because it was the Inquirer. And then I saw him at the 40th, and he was fat. But he didn't look sick or anything. And I was like, I said, you're going to die. He goes, who said that? And I'm like, the Inquirer. Like, to me, you would know that.
The Inquirer.
I guess if you get big enough, you don't go out, so you don't see the Inquirer. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I feel I would know that if I was in the front of a newspaper about me.
So are you going to try and film Dirty Work too?
Maybe.
Ah, let's do it.
I haven't really talked to anybody, but I got a script.
Oh.
Maybe after I fatten up, I'll
gain a couple of pounds.
Oh.
Yeah.
But no, Dirty Work was the funniest movie.
It was fun to do, man.
Yeah. And then the last question for you. Can you talk about your book yet or no? Like, are you...
Sure.
Yeah? Well, when's it coming out? Because I'm excited to read it. It's called...
I think it's coming out, and it's supposed to come out in the fall.
Yeah.
I sent the last draft in couple weeks ago, and I'll get notes this week, and then we'll proceed from there. It'll depend on how much legal issues is what I imagine will happen.
Is it a bio or an autobiography?
Memoir, but it's a little
racy.
Tough, you know. Yeah, a little rough on some people.
But when you first told me you were writing a book, I was like so excited because like I love reading, you know. And I was like, yay, you know. And then like every year for like 2 years, I was like, so when's the book coming out? And now it's coming out. I'm like, yay. So
everything takes me longer than everybody else. Mm-hmm. When I did my album, it was like a sketch album. Probably ridiculous. Wasn't stand up. And so I go into Sandler, told me, do an album like me, you know? Mm. Just do little sketches. And you can do whatever you want, be dirty, whatever. So I said, oh, that'd be fun. So I did it. And then it took 8 years. It took Sandler like 3 months. Because every time I went in, I'd like change it a little bit. Oh, let's do it again, you know? And so it took longer than Thriller to make this thing. And during the time I was making the comedy album, record stores died.
Yeah.
So long it took.
Tower Records.
I remember Tower Records used to be you couldn't get a spot in the parking lot.
Yeah.
By the time the album was finished, there was no Tower Record.
Yeah. Well, Norm, we're out of time, buddy, but thank you so much for doing the show.
Thanks,
man.
A whole lot.
Thanks, man. It was fun to be on Raise the Riffs and to talk to Alan as well.
Yes, thank you.
And we'll do Irvine next week, and we're going to kill it, and it'll be fun.
That's going to be a great show. Peace, brother.
See you, Norm.
See you, Norm.
Bye.
He's a great guy.
Oh, I love Norm.
That was cool.
Funniest guy.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Real gentleman, too. Another one. He's cool.
Yeah. For those listeners, I'm sorry that my mom called and interrupted the momentum.
Oh.
No, I mean, it's like...
She tried to do an impression even.
She tried to do it, but it's embarrassing, you know? Like, would you want your mom to call and interrupt a conversation with Norm MacDonald?
I can't say yes or no. Did you know she was going to call?
No.
I'm sorry.
If I knew, I would have said, hey, don't do it. Yeah. I'm like...
You suddenly saw the ID.
Yeah, but she kept calling, so I was like, ugh, you know,
you thought it might be an emergency.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, it was all right. But the show was awesome. You know, it was great.
Norm, you know, he went into the stuff about early on about the bus joke, which he could not do.
Yeah.
And we're not going to do the joke.
But that's the funniest... joke. Maybe he'll do it at Irvine if I could talk him into it.
There you go.
Do it live on stage.
There you go.
But see Norm MacDonald at the Irvine Improv for the last weekend of January, the 29th and the 30th.
29th and 30th.
And I'll be there.
Irvine.
Yeah.
Keith Reza.
I'll be hosting.
Wow.
And nice. Fred Stoller will be there.
Fred Stoller, who was with us a while
Fred
back.
Fred Stoller was awesome.
Very, very
on the
funny
show.
Guy.
Yeah. So it's going to be a Reza Riffs reunion in a way. Alan Lee's going to go to one of the shows, right?
Yeah, I'll be sitting in the rafters somewhere.
Yeah. And obviously my mom's going to go.
And your mom. You know, I'll sit with your mom.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we only have 2 more episodes, and it's been a fun season.
This has been fantastic.
And it's going to be great, man. Next week we have Craig Shoemaker, the Love Master.
Craig Shoemaker.
Yeah. Oh, that's 100% confirmed, so we can announce it.
Very good.
Andy Dick was supposed to do tonight. We're going to see if he could do the season finale. I guess he got sick today or something. Yeah. And
we're just hanging with Andy Dick. We go down, have have a late breakfast with him.
Yeah.
We're just hanging with Andy.
That's true. And then he gets sick. It's all right, guys. Well, follow Norm MacDonald on Twitter and at Norm MacDonald. He's the funniest guy. He tweets.
Yes, indeed.
He responds to people. And
great tweets.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't say this a lot, but he's 100% the man. Like, he's a good guy. You know, good,
I agree.
He's a good friend of mine, and he did me a huge favor, and it was awesome.
This is a great favor. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Alan Lee, any final remarks?
Hey, man, another great evening here in Sherman Oaks. You know, we'll head on out, and who knows what will happen the rest of the evening. We might swing by the Comedy Store. We might just...
I thought you were going to do the whole comeback.
Oh, no, listen, everybody, make sure you come back.
Yeah. All right, and I'm Keith Reza. Follow me at Twitter and Facebook at KeithReza.com. And come back.
Okay, jeez.
That was fun.
Here you go.
You're listening to Reza Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee right here on LA Talk Radio.